We pray, give us this day our daily bread. In this prayer, we confess that God will continue to provide for us, even if we are not sure how he will do so. Did the children of Israel trust that God would continue to provide the daily nourishment provided by the manna, the what is it, which they gathered each morning? And Moses said to them, "Let no one leave any of it over till the morning." But they did not listen to Moses. Some left part of it till the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was angry with them. Our first parents doubted God's word. The serpent asked Eve, "Did God really say?" The children of Israel asked, "Did God really mean not to leave any manna for the next day?" We ask, "Will God continue to provide us with clothing, shoes, meat, drink, shelter, and all we need to sustain this life?" Therefore, we worry. We don't fully trust God. We go against his commands because we think we know more than he knows. It always turns out that God's plans, God's will, is best, even if we are unsure of the outcome. Thus it is with our salvation from sin, death, and the power of the devil. We think we can save ourselves, but God has told us there is only one answer to our transgressions. That answer is in the cross of Christ Jesus. If we trust God for our daily bread, should we not trust him for our eternal salvation? Please join us on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church to learn more of God's rich love, grace, and mercy. May our Lord continue to richly bless you in all things. Amen.